week, why do Mexicans drink so much soda? Earlier this year, Silvia Segura's mother lay in hospital. She was suffering from complications of type 2 diabetes, a condition that claims 70,000 lives a year in Mexico. That's more than the country's infamous drug wars. Despite the fact that sugary drinks are a cause of diabetes, Silvia told the BBC that she would smuggle Coca-Cola into the hospital and give her mum sips. There are various estimates for the amount of soft drinks Mexicans consume, but in comparison to other nations, most research puts them at the top of the chart. According to one study, Mexicans drink half a litre of soft drink per person every day. We should be clear that all sugary drinks contribute to obesity, diabetes, and other health problems. But in trying to understand how soda has taken hold so dramatically in Mexico, let's start by looking at one hugely successful brand, Coca-Cola. It's hard to say exactly how successful they are, but in 2008, a US Department of Agriculture report suggested the Coca-Cola company had a 70% share of the carbonated beverage market in Mexico. So, our question this week, why do Mexicans drink so much soda?
Part 1. Sweet, brown, fizzy water.
I was attending a basketball tournament in a very small town in the middle of the mountains, quite a far ride away from any major population center.
This is Laura Mebert. She's an assistant professor of social science at Kettering University in the United States. She spent time in the Chiapas region in the south of Mexico, writing her master's thesis about Coca-Cola.
And the entire pavilion that every town has in its central square, plus the square itself, plus the town hall, were all painted with Coca-Cola logos. So it looked like a completely Coca-Cola-sponsored town. That was quite breathtaking and quite a stark example of just how much they've come to dominate the landscape. Without its marketings, Coca-Cola is essentially sweet, brown, fizzy water. So marketing is what makes Coca-Cola Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola was invented in the United States in 1886, offering the workers powering the Industrial Revolution a little more than just sweet, brown, fizzy water. Coke was a welcome stimulant containing sugar, caffeine, and, at the time, a small amount of cocaine. By 1898, the drink had crossed the border to Mexico.
Its international expansion began very early on in the history of the company. So international expansion and ubiquity have been kind of built in to the brand itself.
In 1927, the company formed the Coca-Cola Export Corporation, modelled on the US State Department, with a mission to promote Coke around the world.
American film was one of the first main methods of export of Coca-Cola. It was one of the first products to be widely used in product placement.
A sparkling glass of ice-cold Coke is a sparkling addition to the festivity and the excitement of opening night. Coke has a bright flavor, a distinctive flavor all its own that has never been equaled. It's bracing, too. Coca-Cola gives you a bit of quick energy that brings you back so refreshed so quickly.
So for much of the 20th century, that's actually how Coca-Cola was presenting itself to the world.
Have a Coke.
As an exotic piece of American life.
These days in Mexico, the exotic has given way to more mundane marketing.
Part of this is showing the logo everywhere. Towels, plates, glasses, anything with the Coca-Cola logo that people can have around them in the house, so that even people's houses become advertising locations. They often require shopkeepers to have an exclusive contract with them so that they won't sell any competing beverages. They offer to shopkeepers to paint their shop fronts for free, so people's shops will just have Coca-Cola painted all over the front. They sponsor local teams and tournaments. And Coca-Cola also does corporate social responsibility programs, including donating schools that it will in turn put its logo all over.
One reading of that is that's all pretty good stuff. I mean, if you're a shopkeeper, you get your shop painted. If you're a kid, you get an education. And if you're a basketball player, you get a better tournament, better teams. Coke's helping all these people.
Oh, sure. And that's how the people themselves who are receiving this prize money or who are getting their shops painted do experience it. And there's nothing inherently sinister about that.
So far, so normal. What company wouldn't want to get its logo seen wherever it can? But Laura Mebert says that back in the day, Coke's strategy in Mexico went further.
What Coca-Cola would do is it would find out who was the most politically and economically powerful person in each rural area. And this happened way back in the 1950s and 60s. And they would contact that person and say, hey, would you like monopoly rights to distribute Coca-Cola in your area? And so by forming those kinds of relationships, Coca-Cola would have political as well as economic inroads into these areas.
And those political connections in Mexico have gone all the way to the top.
The former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, he was president from 2000 to 2006. Prior to being president of the Mexican Republic, he was president of Coca-Cola Mexico.
There's nothing illegal about moving between the corporate world and government, and running a major company like Coca-Cola Mexico could be seen as a good qualification for the practicalities of political office. But some critics worry it could give the company influence over policy in areas like public health, food labelling and trade. And those critics also point out that the company's activities haven't always been above board.
In 1977, Coca-Cola admitted to the U.S. government that it had paid over $1 million up to that point in bribes to 20 governments around the world.
We asked the Coca-Cola company whether this included Mexico. They didn't answer the question directly, but told us that this happened almost 40 years ago and that Coca-Cola has internal processes and policies in place to make sure that no wrongdoing takes place in the company. They also told us that when it comes to politics, they don't take sides, choosing local partners based on expertise, knowledge, and success. So, from its earliest days, Coca-Cola used a combination of strong marketing and savvy connections to ensure the ubiquity of its products in Mexico. And in one region, this success was helped along by a little divine intervention.